Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A recent door plug blowout on that Alaska Airlines Boeing plane has a lot of people very nervous about flying these days. KNX News Chief Correspondent Charles Feldman is here to go in depth into the alternatives to traveling around the country. Charles?
Well, you know, former high-level Boeing managers and engineers have warned people not to fly on Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets. So, let's say you have a vacation coming up and flying makes you nervous. How do you get from here to, say, Chicago or New York? Philip Ballard is a travel expert with HotelPlanner.com. He's done things like hiking the Appalachian Trail for 100 miles at a time. Philip, you did that, really? Why? That's a big hike.
I certainly did. I've done about a third of it, which is about 750 miles. So wow. Another 1,500 miles to go.
Wow.
Charles, thanks for having me on. I want to start by saying overall travel confidence remains very high despite the Alaska Airlines door incident. There may be an increase of what I would call infrequent or unsavvy travelers who may be a little bit more skittish, but we're not going to see a noticeable impact on travel volume across the nation's friendly skies. Demand for travel across all categories is still up, and gas prices right. and airline prices are actually trending down slightly
all
as
right.
demand.
But here's the thing. There are other ways of getting around the United States than either a car or an airplane. There are buses. There are trains. Are those alternatives for people who either are a little bit nervous for whatever reason now about flying or have decided they want a different kind of experience?
Absolutely. You can still take the Greyhound bus like the Simon and Garfunkel song, but there are now more upscale alternatives such as, you know, luxury buses and shuttle services, from L.A. to Las Vegas. Amtrak has announced that they are expanding routes and upgrading, but it's a 15-year vision. So that's, you know, we can't wait for that. But enter Brightline. Brightline is a high-speed rail system that is now launched from Orlando all the way down to Miami. Mm-hmm. Their next project, which was just funded $3 billion by the government, their first route's going to be from Los Angeles to Vegas in the next few years. So that will be very exciting. There's also charter flight companies out there. I mean, one is Mountain Lion Aviation. That's out of Truckee, where you can charter private flights. You know, think platforms that can fit 3, 4, 5 people. So there are a lot of options for trains and buses.
You know, it's interesting. I was going to say, Philip, as I'm sure you know, in Europe, people travel all over Europe by train all the time, by rail, and don't necessarily head to the airport and fly from Paris to, say, Berlin. They'll take a train. Why is that, at least in modern times, and I say modern times, really the jet age time, why is that not caught on here?
Well, I think there's still a lot of infrastructure challenges with, state and government-owned rail. I think the Bright Lines have been in companies like Brightline, which are government-supported with grants, but they're able to launch these new high-speed rail systems much, much faster. There is a new trend emerging of, luxury train travel trips, mm-hmm. Think the Orient Express type of travel, across Alaska or across, the Rockies. So those are options out there as well.
So, I mean, can you take like a luxury train to Pittsburgh?
I would have to research that, but I'm sure you can get to Pittsburgh in a first-class method and way. Absolutely.
Nothing against Pittsburgh, but well. You mentioned a luxury bus. What is a luxury bus?
Well, you know, there are, you know, there, I won't mention any specific names, but I mean, most cities do have luxury bus shuttles that you can take, whether they're for a whole group, you know, a 50 person bus, or, you know, more private shuttle buses that might take, you know, 10, 5 to 10 people.
No, but that's shuttle. But I mean, can you take a luxury bus from one city to another?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what do you get for your money?
Well, you're getting probably free Wi-Fi on
Okay.
the bus. And you know, a much nicer bathroom, I'm sure. But I do want to pivot briefly just to mention that the Great American Road Trip is really now in its new golden age. I mean, AAA has indicated for the past 2 years that holiday travel and travel throughout the year has reached, you know, record volume. So, I mean, the nation's highways have never been busier, especially in our national park cities and towns. There's so much growing demand now with new hotels and new you know, Vrbos and Airbnbs and other, you know, hostels popping up. So, you know, millions of people are taking their families and sometimes multiple generations in tow to our national park cities and towns.
All right, that's Philip Ballard, travel expert with hotelplanner.com. You don't necessarily have to fly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.